Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling, Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest, Ken Glickman, Gilbert Tweed Associates, and our Get a Job segment. Hello, Ken. How are you?
I'm doing great. A little warm today, Jack.
There you go. Well, I want to talk to you about stories, personal stories, stories that people can tell and how they can help you in the workplace.
Well, you know, stories, when you're getting a job and when you're working also, it is the secret to really getting hired and to telling people what you do. You know, when someone does a job for a long time, like with the state of Michigan or Michigan State or one of the auto companies, and you go to a party and people say, well, what do you do all day? It's really hard for people to explain to them what they do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
It's very difficult. And to explain to them why they're good at what they do and who they interact with. And really, this is the secret, in my mind, to getting a job. I've had a lot of people come to me who have been looking for a job for a long period of time, 6 months, a year, even longer. And when I start to talk to them and start to analyze why it's taken them so long, they are not focused on their story well enough. They are so, oftentimes they're so, they're looking at it from their point of view rather than someone from the outside who has no idea what the Department of Labor and Economic Growth do.
Right. And a lot of people, I think, are hesitant to do that, Ken, because they say, you know what, that sounds like bragging, and if I do that, people are going to have a negative impression of me.
You know, you're so right, Jack, and bragging is the biggest fear of anybody when they're looking for a job, and so oftentimes they will clam up. They won't say anything, and I must say that personality has a lot to do here. If someone is very shy and very introverted, looking for a job can be difficult.
How much should you practice and tell these stories and try to work them into a tapestry of who you are?
Oh, I think you should practice a lot. I think a lot of preparation should go into this and really crafting those stories so that you give an overall aspect as to what the organization does, an overall aspect as to what you do, and a couple of little accomplishments or achievements to show what makes you special at what you do, why you are good at what you do. Now, these stories can be used not only for interviews, but the stories should be used for networking meetings when you meet somebody at a party or a cocktail party or you have a meeting with them and they say, well, gee, Bill, tell me, you know, I've known you for 30 years, but tell me exactly what you do. You know, I'm not sure. And it's always amazing to me how many people have known me for many, many years, and I'll sit down with them and they'll say, Ken, tell me what you do. And I'm thinking, don't they know what I do? But people really don't. People think about themselves, and developing these stories is the key.
Mm-hmm. How many people have a story ready to go, and they interject it in the wrong spot, or they're asked one specific question, and they say, I'm glad you asked, and let me tell you a story about my horse. And they go,
well, I think the biggest problem is people just going off on these stories.
Yeah.
I was in an interview where a CFO, a chief financial officer, is mm-hmm. interviewing, and he was asked a question at the beginning of the interview, which was, tell me about yourself. Pretty open-ended question, but the most feared question in any interview mm-hmm. is, tell me about yourself. Mm-hmm. And the guy talked nonstop for 42 minutes. Mm.
Well, when you talk about a personal story, you're talking about 60 to 90 seconds. You're not talking about 42 minutes, right?
Exactly. I'm thinking 90 to 2 minutes max.
Okay.
And it's the traditional elevator speech. And anything more than that is going to be difficult. But really, when you practice these stories, and I really suggest that people write them out.
Okay.
And when they write them out and when they think about them, that they should try them out on people.
Mm-hmm.
People that don't know what they do and say, hey, does this make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Does this make sense to you? Now, creating these stories is also good when you're developing the resume itself, because you start to build a narrative about who you are. But this narrative has to be concise, and it has to be focused. I've heard people say, when I've said, what do you want to do? And they'll say, oh, listen, I'll do anything. I really like this company, and I'm good at this, and I'll do anything. No. That's not what people want to hear. They want you to be focused enough to really tell them what you want to do and why you think you're good at that and why you would add value to their company in doing that. And to do that, you tell a story of an accomplishment or an achievement that you've had at a company that shows them that you are the right guy to do this.
I guess you can practice these looking in the mirror, and if you're delivering the story and you start to yawn yourself, you need to get a better story.
I think videotaping yourself is a very good thing, and these videotapes now are very cheap. I think you can probably even do it on the computer.
You do it on your cell phone?
Yeah, I think so. I think you could tape yourself on the computer through Skype or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you should try it on your friends. And now, the big thing about telling a story and about talking about yourself is you don't have to brag. You could just tell the truth. Just tell them a story of something that you've done, and tell them why you're good at what you do. I don't suggest anybody expand the truth at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want people to tell the full truth and really get to the core of what makes you good at what you do. Some people have to go back and actually talk to people who they used to work with and say, you know, I'm doing a little bit of a career evaluation of myself, and seriously, I have forgotten some of the stuff I did when we worked together. Can you remember stuff that we did together? And you ask
right.
us to a cohort, and they'll say, oh, yeah, well, you did this, this, and this. And
yeah.
you say, well, geez, I've forgotten that.
Hey, Ken, we'll talk more about this next week. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. We'll
yeah,
talk with you
pleasure,
Thursday
Jack.
As well about entertainment.
Okay.
All right. That is Ken Glickman with our Get a Job segment. This hour of Ebling and You was brought to you exclusively by AT&T. Find out what's possible when you can record all your shows and play them back in any room with AT&T Total Home DVR. AT&T, rethink possible.